Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Who searched all over? And did you find anybody greater? Why? Because there's nobody greater. Hallelujah. Oh, we are right in line with what the Holy Spirit is saying. When I just look at what he does and the things that he's just been doing, there's nobody like him. Last week we were talking about trusting and believing. It really fits in perfectly with this transition period we're in. We just came out of past resurrection. He rose. And because he rose, we have all of the victories. We have all of the freedom that you are enjoying right now. Who is free this morning? Who's free? Who's healed this morning? Who's delivered this morning? All these things that you're enjoying in him because of the resurrection. Amen. And so we are transitioning because 50 days after the resurrection, we're going to be celebrating Shavuot, which is Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. How many of you have been transformed because of the Holy Spirit that you have received in your life? Amen. So we're acknowledging those things, but you've got to believe. You've got to trust and believe and know who he is in your life. And a lot of times we take that for granted. We lose sight of that. And so we need to be reminded. The word says we need to be reminded, amen. Right? And so let's go to Yohanan, the 20th chapter. Yohanan is John. We love to use the Hebrew names here. That's why you hear Yeshua. That's why you hear Yahweh. Yeshua is the name of the Son who died for our sins. Many have called him Jesus. The name Jesus didn't come to 1611, so I challenged the church. What did they call him before 1611? That's what they called him, and the name actually means he will save, he will deliver. And so that's what he did in my life, and I know that's what he did in your life. So we want to turn to John, or his Hebrew name, Yohanan, the 20th chapter, the 17th verse. And we're picking up where we left off, 2017. And we're picking up somewhat where we left off at resurrection. Yeshua said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples assembled for fear of the Jews or the Yehudim, came Yeshua and stood in the midst and saith unto them. So Yeshua appeared to them. Now he was crucified, right? Buried, and rose from the dead with the victory in his hand. Not just his victory, but all of your victories, right? And so now he's appearing unto his disciples before he ascended. And so it says, the 20th verse says, and he, when he had said so, he showed them his what? What is he showing it for? The nail prints and the spear that pierced his side. Because it's what? Proof. Or as we love to say, evidence. Tell your neighbor, it's evidence. And so he showed them that. And he said, 22nd verse. And he said, he breathed on them. Wait. The 20th verse. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were his disciples glad when they saw the Lord, Yeshua. Then said Yeshua to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He was preparing them for what was what? To come. And the 23rd verse says, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, man, I hate that I share his name right now. But it said, but Thomas, because there always got to be one, right? There always got to be somebody. And so Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Yeshua came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord, Yeshua. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger. So it wasn't good enough that he saw it. He said, oh, now I got to put my finger in it, into the print of the nails. And not only that, not I'm going to put my hand, I'm going to thrust my hand into his side. I will not believe. And we're talking about trusting and believing not when you can see something, but when you can't. Who knows what it's like when you can't see it? But even when you can't see and you don't have no evidence yet, you still have to trust and believe that he is who he says he is, and he will do what he said he will do, no matter what it looks like. Anybody ever been faced with an impossible situation? Yes. And I told you guys last week, this situation was impossible, but I serve a God that there ain't nobody like him. Can I get a witness? Is there nobody like him who will do the things that he does? Tell your neighbor, ain't nobody like him. Tell your neighbor this, because somebody needs to be encouraged on this. You need something from my Savior. Tell your neighbor, you need something. I know you need something. I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't nobody like him. And he will come through like he said he would do. But you got to what? Trust and believe. Don't be like Thomas, Tom,
Tommy, Didymus, don't be like him, because he said, no, I got a what? She. Anybody from Missouri in here? You from Missouri? Well, they call that the show me state. That means they don't believe nothing until you what? Show me. Well, evidently, there must not be no saved folks in Missouri if that's what they're going by. So, have you forsaken that? Do I got to show you? She said, you ain't got to show me nothing. She said, I got faith. Okay. So knowing this, so he says, 26 verse. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within. And Thomas with them. Then came Yeshua. Wait, the doors being shut. But, and he stood, what? What does that mean? The doors were shut. He didn't even have to open the door. He just, what? Walked right through. Even after announce himself, he just said, what? I'm here. The door wasn't even swung open. He just stepped right through it. Do you believe that he can step right through a door? Even though it looks closed, even though it looks closed, he can come right through it. You got to trust and believe in the one you say you trust and believe in. So he says on, where are we, 27? And he said, peace be, 26, stood in the midst and he said, peace be unto you. I love that. He keeps on saying that. Peace be unto you. Well, we know what peace is in the Hebrew, shalom. And shalom is a peace that just passes all understanding. There is no reason why you should be at peace. There's no reason, because all the circumstances saying that you should lose your mind. All the circumstances are saying that you should give up. But through Yahweh, you have a peace, a shalom that passes all understanding. No matter what's going on. Tell your neighbor, no matter what's going on, I got shalom. I got it. And the shalom I got don't make no sense. It don't. Because there's no reason why we should not be running around acting crazy. Right? We should be what? Losing our minds. We should be getting mad according to the world. But according to the word, there's a difference between the word and the world. Right? Do you understand what the difference is between the world and the word? The difference is this. You got to get the L out. Come, ooh. Somebody didn't hear me though. If you want to stand on his promises, you better get the L out and stand on the word and not on the world. Did anybody get the L out this morning? Get it out. I'm going to tell you to encourage somebody one more time. Tell your neighbor, get the L out. Get it out. Because it don't make no sense. But in the word, it makes perfect sense. So he told him, he said, peace be unto you. 27th verse. Then saith he to Thomas, you said it. You the one that set this up. So therefore, let me give you instruction. Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand and what? Did he not tell him verbatim exactly what he has said? Because he said, unless I stick my finger, unless I thrust my hand, I ain't gonna believe. So he said, I tell you what, take thy finger. Look at my hands. Take your hand and thrust it into my what? Side. And be not faithless, but what?
Believing.
Some of us have found ourselves in situations where we've been faithless. Faithless. And he's saying, my child, I know what you're going through. I understand what the situation looks like, but I need you to do something. I need you to be not faithless, but what? Believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Oh, now he wants to say it. He wants to say it now, right? But he says, I love the response. But Yeshua said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But I'm going to tell you something. Blessed are they that have not seen and have yet believed. Is there anyone in the house that is yet believing, even though you haven't necessarily seen it yet? But you're what?
Believing.
Yet believing. Because we're all sitting here believing Yahweh for something. And through the process or through the journey, he needs us to keep believing. See, what we do is we sitting here Sunday and we feel, don't you feel good? You got a little air conditioner going and you get a comfortable seat. You had somebody, so you had Reese saying, I declare there's nobody like you. There's nobody like you. And you stood up. And what did you do? Yes, we give glory because this is the atmosphere, right? And you know, and you believe in this atmosphere, nothing is what? Impossible. But guess what happens? Monday morning comes. That's how it is. Monday morning comes. And for some reason, your whole atmosphere has changed. And everything that you were believing and confessing and ascribing to and decreeing in this place, where is it? I submit to the church. Blessed are those who still keep the atmosphere on Monday that they experienced on Sunday. Because he ain't changed. He's still in the midst. He's still with you. He's still working on your behalf. He is still giving you favor. He is still defeating the enemy. He is still working. All things are still working together for good to those who what? Love him and are called according to his purpose and who are believing. Can I get the saints to just hold on through Monday? Do I got anybody that's going to hold on through Monday? Okay, check this out. Tuesday's coming. Do I got anybody that's going to hold on till Tuesday? Do I got anybody that's going to go through hump day? Because he's going to throw a monkey wrench in the hump day, but you got to keep on what? Believing.
That's it.
Thursday? Is there anybody here that's going to hold on till Thursday?
All right.
How about Friday? Now, don't mess it up by going to the club. Keep the fires going. Saturday, who's going to hold on? And who's going to be in overflow on Sunday? See, we're going to keep on building this up. You got to what? Keep on building it up. And so you got to keep on believing. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have what? Believed. Hallelujah. And so, let's go to Jeremiah.
really quickly, we're going to set this up because what we want to do, we want to start setting the atmosphere as we approach Shavuot, Pentecost, because there's power coming. He's preparing us for the power, preparing us for the breakthrough, preparing us for the fire. But we've got to what? Believe. Because he told the disciples, I'm ascending. And I don't want you to go nowhere and do nothing until you receive the power. What? From on high. Now, during that period before the power came, there was an in-between state. So even though the fire had not come, they had to continue to what? Keep believing for how many days? Ooh, hold up. They had to believe him for a while. More than 50. But we can't seem to get saints to just hold on for a day. If you can just keep on believing for what? Just a day. Until your change, what? Comes. And so he says this. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And it says, the 11th verse. You got to say, I got it. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And when we look at the Hebrew, it says, for I know the plans which I have for you. That's what it says. That's what it means. Yahweh knows the plans that he has for you. And a lot of times we think that we know or we have it figured out, but he's like, if you just give it to me, I'm going to do something that will blow your mind. I told y'all last week that you ain't seen nothing yet. Because he wants to really show you something. And for those that are going to hold on believing, encourage your neighbor one more time. You ain't seen nothing yet. Mother, you ain't seen nothing. He's just what? He's just getting started. And he says, I know the plans that I have for you, saith Yahweh. There are thoughts or plans of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Anybody expecting? See, when we're believing him for something, we're expecting him to do what he said he's going to do. And the word says he can do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we could ask or think. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to upgrade you. You have an idea of what you think it is, but he's saying, wait, you have no idea. I'm trying to supersize you. I'm really trying to take you higher than you're even thinking in your mind. If you just believe me, if you just trust me, I'm going to take you to a higher level. Because you can only conceive in your mind just a shadow of the things what that he has really prepared for you, right? And so it says he knows the thoughts. They're thoughts of peace, not of evil. What? To give you what? An expected end. And we know that expected end is a favorable end. And anything that he's doing has got to be good. And it says, after that, he says what? Then shall you what? Call upon me, and you shall go and what? Pray unto me. And I will what? Hearken unto you. So check this out. This works a certain way. How does it work? You're going to need something, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to what? Call upon. You're going to say, hey, Yahweh, I need this. I'm believing you for this, right? And he says, then you're going to what? Pray unto me, right? And I will what? Hearken, meaning that He's going to move in your behalf. He's going to start working for you. Whatever it is, you need favor. He's moving things in your behalf. When you make a decree, and when you speak the word, believing, Yahweh dispatches angels in your behalf. Because you're over here. Say Monday's coming, right? Who got to go to work Monday? All right. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but you got some folks to deal with on Monday. We all have folks that we have to deal with, right? Do we work? Anybody got a supervisor? Anybody got some coworkers? And your request is that, Yahweh, I need you to prepare the atmosphere so that when I walk in to whatever my job situation is, and somebody needs to hear this morning, that you are already working on my behalf. You're sitting here believing that. Guess what's happening? Right now, those people that you're going to end up meeting on Monday, he's already working on them right now. He's already preparing their hearts right now. And a little thing that I would do when I was in corporate America, I was in corporate for 15 more plus years, one company 15 years, 25 years total, where I had to take orders and dealt with people and attitudes and all this, and I would say spirits, right? But what I tried to do, I tried to get there before everybody arrived. See, what you do is that you come in, they tell you to be there at 8 o'clock, you there at 8:05. But see, I would get there at 7:30, and I would begin to set the atmosphere. I was the one that set the atmosphere. I would walk through their offices, and I would just be praying. So that when they came, they didn't have no choice. They had to bow down. The atmosphere was created. Why? Because I'm his child. He's watching out for me. Guess what? He's watching out for you. Anybody want to be watched out for? So right now, if you're believing him for something, he is working. Somebody got to go to court 8 o'clock tomorrow. Somebody do. Somebody needs favor. If you're believing, you called on him. You prayed unto him. What is he doing? He's hearkening. Tell your neighbor, he's hearkening. He's working. He's doing this thing. He's about to work this thing out. What? For your good. And let's go one more. It says what? And he says, the last one, 11th, call unto me. 12. What does it say? Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Next, go to Jeremiah 33. Don't flip too much. You're in Jeremiah 29. But I'll take you somewhere in 33. Yirmiyahu 33. Go to Jeremiah 33. And it works in perfect sync with this scripture. The Bible says line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. I can't just take one scripture and just run away with it. I need a witness. Right? I need some other things that support what we're talking about. And so it says, Jeremiah 33:3. So it says what? Call unto me, and I will what? Answer thee. And not only that, now we're going a step further. He's taking us a step further. He says, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And so when we break down great and mighty, guess what the Hebrew meaning is? Unsearchable. He's going to show you unsearchable things. What does that mean? He's going to show you things that you cannot even see or imagine. So he's going to show you, he's going to reveal to you
in his plan, he's going to reveal some stuff that is just going to blow your mind. And it's going to be in your behalf. And it's going to be for you. What is for you is for you. And can't nobody take it away from you. What Yahweh has for me is for me. What Yahweh has for you is for you. Tell your neighbor what he has for you is for you. All you got to do is trust and believe and hold on until you receive it. Can we just hold on and believe and trust? Because he's trying to do something. I don't know about you, but I need some great and mighty things to happen in my behalf. I need from him. And I know that he's able to do it because he said he can do anything. Nothing is impossible for you. Do you need something that looks impossible? Well, all you got to do is praise him right now. Thank him right now for it. Just thank him for it. Just praise him for it. Thank him. Praise him through. Hallelujah. I believe you said. Hallelujah. Great and mighty things. Unsearchable things. I have no idea, but he does. Hallelujah. We're believing, not just today, but Monday, we're believing. Tuesday, we're believing. Wednesday, as long as it takes, we're believing on you. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we thank you and praise you. We're standing in agreement, even for my brothers and my sisters that are here with the need. We thank you and praise you that your word does say that you do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we can ask or think. You are going to show us great and mighty things, unsearchable things.